بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the arkan of Islam, last of the pillars of Islam, and that is Hajj. It's a beautiful thing. If you look at the arkan, the five pillars of Islam, in one way, if you take Tawheed, Kalma Tawheed, Tawheed is literally every breath that we take. There is no time without Tawheed. So Tawheed is every instant of our lives, every breath that we take. Then we take Salah. Salah is daily and it is five times a day. So the second period, which is a day, and in that day, five times a day. So every 5 hours, roughly. And then we go to fasting, which is a month. So if you divide that, it is 1/12 of the year. Then you go to Zakat, which is once in a year. And then you go to Hajj, and Hajj is once in a lifetime. So it's the five arkan, they cover your entire life period, keeping us engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole time. And whether we look at a short period or a long period, we are looking at remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one way or the other, either by our actions or by what we spend or by actual acts of worship. About Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the condition, man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever has the means to do Hajj, must do Hajj. And the fard is once in a lifetime. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to emphasize this, he emphasized it so vehemently that he said that if a person is eligible to make Hajj and he does not do it, and he dies without making Hajj, then that person will be resurrected with the Yahud and Nasara. So you can understand the importance of Hajj. So as soon as you become capable of doing Hajj, as soon as you have enough money and you are physically capable of doing Hajj, then you must do Hajj. There is nothing else which must stand in the way. With a lot of people, they keep on postponing Hajj. They say, I have a new job, I must do the job, I must do this and that. I am all kinds of things. I mean, I'm getting married, I just had a child. Nothing must come in the way of making Hajj. So keep that as the number one priority. Finish that, alhamdulillah, and then inshallah the whole of life will be filled with barakah. The purpose of Hajj is the purpose of life itself, which is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hajj is very special because when we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the arkan of Hajj takes us to, there are two main, in my view, two main things that are in the arkan of Hajj. First and foremost is it takes you to your actual fundamental basic, which is two pieces of cloth. That is what we will be buried in. The kafan is two pieces of cloth. So it brings you down, whether you are a billionaire or you are a fakir, the ihram is the same. No one can say that I will, you know, since I have got this money, I'm going to do this. No, there is one way of doing Hajj and that's it. So in the state of Hajj, you are in a state of ihram. You are bareheaded. And today, we have made being bareheaded the norm. So we don't understand the symbolism of being bareheaded. In Islamic terms, as well as in our Eastern cultural terms, a person who was bareheaded was somebody who was a beggar or a slave. Anyone who was a free person or anyone who was a person of any merit always covered his head. Everybody, there's no instance of being bareheaded. It's not a question of praying with, you know, your salah with a topi or no topi. It's a question of the man or the woman covering their head. This was part of the dress of respectable people. So you covered your head with a turban, or you covered your head with a cap, or you covered your head with some head covering. You take any of our Eastern cultures, we do not have a culture without head covering, right? Even in the West lost this few centuries ago, but if you go far enough back, you come to the same thing, which is people did not go around with bare heads. Bare head was a sign of being a slave. Now in Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take off your head covering. You are nobody before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are a slave. So act like a slave. Two pieces of cloth, no covering on the head. So act like a slave. There's no question of not being, of covering your head. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through in the Arkan of Hajj. He takes us through that the life of that family, not just a person, but that family, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as the symbol of being the ibad of Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said, when Allah said to him, submit, he said, I have submitted. The arkan of Hajj are the reenactment of the actions of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The tawaf of the Kaaba is what Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam were ordered to do after they built the Kaaba. So the tawaf is around the house of Allah built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. The tawaf is what they were told to do. And then we make two rakat of salah on Maqam Ibrahim. And then we do sa'i, which is the action that his wife Hajar, our mother alayhi salam, what she did. We are imitating her action. And she did it when she was searching for water for her baby Ismail alayhi salam. And then we go to Mina, we go to Arafah, we come back to Mina, the stoning of the Jamarat, and then the Udhiya, the Qurbani, the Hadi. All of these are the incidents from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hajar alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. The Hajj is a remembrance of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked them because they submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we are being reminded, that this is what you should be doing. Here is an example for you, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife, his son. So emulate that example. And the one who emulates that example in the Hajj, what is the reward for it? Rasulullah ﷺ said, the person who has performed Hajj and Allah has accepted his Hajj, he is as if he was born on that day from the womb of his mother, completely free of sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washes everything. The person is as if he was born on that day. This is the reward of Hajj. Well, there is no bigger reward than this, to have your entire account cleaned when you make this Hajj. And that is why this ibadah is an ibadah of such great importance, and something that we must really ensure that we, as soon as Allah, alhamdulillah, the very fact that you are able to do Hajj means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with wealth and He has blessed you with health, both. So when Allah has blessed us with wealth and with health, then why would we not express our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making Hajj? So this should be our number one priority. As soon as we, and it's not a question of, as I said, no excuses. I mean, making excuses itself is a sign of lack of iman, because when Allah is inviting you to His house, what is the question of excuse? If you don't want to go, what does that say about your own iman? So first thing. The other thing about Hajj is that Hajj is Arafah. To stand in Arafat is Hajj. Rasulullah ﷺ, when he made Hajj, the Sahaba came with him, and many Sahaba came to him with various questions. They came and asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we were supposed to stand here, we were not able to do. He said, Labas. He said, it's okay. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we were supposed to do this, we did not do. He said, no problem. For everything, except for Arafah. For Arafah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who has not stood in Arafah, there is no Hajj for him. He has not done Hajj. So, as far as Arafat is concerned, it is so critically important. Now, what do you do in Arafat? You make dua. Arafat is all about dua. The whole day. And Ajib, it's such an amazing thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For one thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on Yawm al-Arafat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks down on the people standing in the field of Arafat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the attention of the of those around him, the muqarrabun, among the malaika. And Allah shows them and says, see my slaves. Allah shows those people standing in Arafah as a matter of pride. And he says, see, these are my people. So the dua, inshallah, of the person in Arafah is accepted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the dua of all the hujjaj who go for Hajj and who are standing in Arafah. It's a time for dua. Now, I remember every time I have gone, my big realization is how small I am and how little dua I can make. Because I am standing in Arafah, I am making dua, and I am thinking of all the stuff that I want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask all of that. And then there are various people who have asked for dua. I make dua for all of them, everything else. And I look at my watch, how long has it taken? 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So I said, all that I want to ask in the world does not take more than 10 minutes to ask. And we still have the whole day. Now this shows the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying, come and ask me. Let me see how much you can ask. Let me see how much you can ask. It's not a question of saying how much can I give, because that has no boundary. Let me see how much you can ask. Given you the whole day, from morning till the evening. Ask, let me see how much you can ask. How much can you ask? In 2010, I had the honor of being invited to speak at the International Hajj Conference in Makkah. And after that, we went for Hajj as guests of the Wizaratul Hajj and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So in Arafat, we were in this tent and there were 35 ulama in this tent. And we all sat in a circle. And then somebody started this making dua. And each of them, one after the other, they made dua. Most of them, or almost all of them, in Arabic. So I'm sitting and listening to this. Now, first, for one thing, I mean, the dua in Arabic is something fabulous. I mean, it's the Arabic is a language which is created for making dua. Nobody can make dua in Arabic. I mean, nobody can make dua in any language better than dua in Arabic. So this is one of the. The other thing is, many of them were also, reciting the duas of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, mashallah, beautiful barakah. Again, the same thing. 35 people, one after the other, they went on and they made dua and they made dua and they made dua. And I'm thinking, my Allah, how much of, how can I thank you that I am sitting here and saying, I mean, in all of this dua, I mean, if I had to make this dua, there's no way I could have made dua being made by 35 people. And after all of that, how much time has gone? Not even 1 hour. Not less than 1 hour. Ajib, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what strikes me every single time. What strikes me is Allah is one of the subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, let me see. How much can you ask?
Vocabulary
nahi hai. We have no vocabulary, we have no words to ask, we think we have desires. You ask all your desires. Allah did not say don't ask. You ask what you want. Let me see how much you ask. You still have the whole day left. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to go for Hajj many times, inshaAllah. But for those who have not done Hajj, please, absolutely make this your first priority. There are still days to Hajj. Make your niyyah, make Hajj right now this year. Go, and if you have not made Hajj, go and do it now. Don't even wait for next year. There's no next year. Who knows who dies when. Make your niyyah now and make Hajj.
And inshallah, if you are not able to go this year, at least make niyyah and go next year. But do not, may Allah protect us from this, do not die without making hajj when you had the istita'at to make hajj. Because this is a very, very critically important thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us among His obedient slaves who are conscious of the great honor of being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.